Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich takes first base on ball four. Lewis moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubling. Lewis scores. Welich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's Senators, 1, Athletics, 1. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lillard moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wellage hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Lewis scores. Walker moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Pofahl hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Walker scores. Bonura scores. Bloodworth goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Pofahl moves to second. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 1 in the game. Chase strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buck Ross now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wellage hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up towards short. Pofahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pofahl hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pofahl reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 2 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Lillard applying the tag. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Welledge hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. There goes Ross trying to get to second. Case throws the ball into Bloodworth who tags Ross for the out. It's 5-2, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to third for the out. Bonura moves to second. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pofahl hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. Bloodworth moves to third. It's 6-2, Senators. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-3 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Case picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Case. Moses scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Senators. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rubeling strikes out. There goes Chapman. The throw from Farrell to second, and Chapman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wellage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wellage. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Bill Lillard. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato pinch runs for Earl Brucker. Al Simmons pinch hits for Buck Ross. Sid Hudson now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brancato moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a fly ball towards right field. Case fields the ball and throws to first. Bonura drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Bonura. Brancato scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Senators. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two triples. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 5. The Senators will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Ed Husser now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 6, Athletics, 6. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Joe Haynes now pitching. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welich. Rubeling reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.